Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Justice shall flower in his days, and pour profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage. All nations shall serve him. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humanity, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the days of King Herod, after Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea, There were wise men who came from the east in search of the child. They came to Jerusalem and they asked, "Where is this newborn King of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and we have come to pay him homage." Now when Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem was frightened with him. He sent for the chief priests and the elders of the people to inquire of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For it is written in the prophet, 'You, Bethlehem of the land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, for from you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod quietly, privately, called the wise men to himself. He ascertained from them exactly when the star had first appeared. And then he said to them, "Search diligently for this child, and when you find him, send word to me, so that I too may go and offer him homage." When the wise men left the king, the star again went ahead of them and led them to the place where the child was. The star stopped, and they were filled with joy as they entered the house, and there they found the child and Mary his mother. They knelt down to pay him homage, and they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then in a dream, they were told not to return to Herod. So they went back to their country by a different route. The Gospel of the Lord.